Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Well, good afternoon. Today is May 11th, and I'm here with Scott Patty with another Words of Grace podcast. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Justin, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. The sky is blue and it's sunny, and that helps my mood.
It is, but you and I are still doing this remotely, meaning not together, not in the same room.
This is true. I'm waiting for that day, and I don't think we're maybe closer than we think now. So that's,
We'll see. But this is good.
Yeah, it would work. Yeah. Well, Scott, another great message this past Sunday. I know we've been kind of on a theme, the righteous shall live by faith, and great message. The one thing I was a little confused about, Scott, is that I didn't know there's a new book in the Bible that I've never read from, the Habakkuk.
Oh, Justin. Well, you know, sometimes I get a little tongue-tied.
Well, I didn't even hear it. I told you that. I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, well, I heard it as soon as it came out of my mouth. When I said, referred to Habakkuk as Bahakkuk.
Yeah.
And, but I didn't want to start over because I was so deep into doing the video. I knew I was going to have to start from the very beginning, meaning music and everything. And I didn't want to stop and start over. So I let it ride, and I thought, well, I'll give everybody a little humor, a little opportunity to see that I can get tongue-tied every now and then. But yeah. You know what I should have done? What I was doing is I was reviewing the previous week where we were dealing with Habakkuk, and I should have just left it alone, you know, because I made it through the first week without saying anything like that. But the second week, yeah, this past week I mentioned the new prophet, Habakkuk. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, come to Grace. We'll invent new books of the Bible for you. Just kidding. We won't do that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think everybody got it. I think that's good.
Yeah, but I think you probably went so fast. Again, I didn't pick it up. You know, probably people don't even know. Now they're going to give you a hard time later today.
I think you had children in the room with you. That's why you didn't know.
Yeah, they were bugging me constantly. I'm ready for children's Sunday school, Scott.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. So, Scott, I wanna take a little bit from the theme that you've been, you know, the righteous shall live by faith. But there's a kind of a saying that you have said, not just in this past week or the week before, but, you know, at different times in the history of grace. And just kind of would love to get your take on it. But you have said before, by grace through faith could be written over all of the Bible.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? That by grace through faith can be written over all of the Bible. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what I mean is that from the very beginning, all of God's work with human beings has been by grace.
Okay.
And all of God's work to raise up a people who know Him and walk with Him has been by grace. Now, and all of human beings' response to God's grace, proper response is faith. Now, that phrase, by grace through faith, is in the New Testament. We know that. It's in the book of Ephesians. We're discussing salvation, meaning our being set right with God through forgiveness of sins and reconciliation and the gift of justification. And he says, it is by grace that you are saved through faith, not of works, so that nobody can boast. Okay. So the phrase by grace through faith comes from Paul's writings in the book of Ephesians. But if you read the whole Bible, you can understand that phrase applies to all of God's work in the life of his people. We could probably generally and say in the world, we're talking specifically here about God raising up a people for himself who will glorify his name on earth and who will spend eternity with him in the new heaven and the new earth. That is by grace through faith. And that work started in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. You take Abraham, for instance, was called. He's the father of the nation of Israel, and Romans calls him the father of our faith.
Yeah.
meaning Jews and Gentiles who have faith in Christ. That was a gracious calling. Mm-hmm. You know, God called Abraham by grace, and because Abraham was not, did not observe the law, because there was no law given at that time. So it wasn't by human law keeping. Mm-hmm. It certainly wasn't by an inherent morality in Abraham. It was by God's grace.
Yeah.
And for Abraham to respond to God by believing in him, and it counted, being counted to him as righteousness, was faith. So that's what I mean. So that, I don't know if you want to, I can go further on that, but there are other passages.
I mean, I know you just gave an example of like Abraham. I mean, one of my questions is going to be, well, where do we see that in the Old Testament? Because you're bringing up a lot of New Testament passages. You just went to Abraham, but you know, you're talking about Abraham before the law. I mean, we definitely see this after the law is even given, right? I mean, it isn't like, well, now the law's in, now grace is no more.
Yeah, well, you could go even before Abraham, before that, even go back up even further to Noah.
Right.
With the flood, God's calling of Noah to save him and his family was a gracious call.
Right.
God's grace toward him.
Yeah.
Noah's faith was to build the ark. The evidence of Noah's faith was to build the ark. But yes, even after Moses, God was still calling. He had already called his people out of Egypt, you know, the son of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. And he'd already called them to be his people. Now they've got to they've got to continue to walk by faith even after the law is given.
Yeah.
It's all grace. You just keep seeing God coming graciously, forgivingly, in a way that raises up a people for himself. And then Jesus comes and you see the ultimate gift, Christ dying for our sins and the call to repent and believe.
Right.
You go to Paul, you know, he's the one that said by grace through faith in Ephesians. Paul also said in that famous passage where he says, I've been crucified with Christ. He also says that he now lives a life by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. So loved, we know, and gave himself up, that's reference to the cross. There's grace. And Paul said, I live by faith. So there's faith and there's grace and faith again.
Right.
We see Paul in 1 Corinthians talking about how he says, I am what I am by the grace of God. And God's grace did not prove vain. Then he goes on to say, I labored more than the other apostles, but he knows his labor is a labor of faith. It's the works that grow out of faith. And then he says, but it really wasn't me in myself. It was the grace of God at work in me. So again, you've got the same thing. The grace of God in Paul's life and faith is evidenced in his living. One more place, you've got the apostle Peter, who's in 1 Peter chapter 4, that God has given gifts that he wants us to use. And then he says, we use them as stewards of the varied grace of God. So the gifts that God gives to us to use for his service are gifts of grace. Mm-hmm. And the using of those gifts is faith at work. Mm-hmm. Trusting God to be the giver of those gifts. And we exercise that faith through using those gifts for service. So whether we're talking about salvation, growing in our faith, serving, everything comes to us as a gift of God's grace. And then receiving this salvation, repenting, believing, obeying the commands, yielding to the calling, using the gifts are all, what they all are is just the evidence of faith within us. So that's why I say throughout all the Bible, we see by grace through faith. Of course, that becomes more clear in Jesus.
Right.
And we're saved by faith in Jesus.
Yeah.
But the principle of God's working in our lives has always been, and I love that.
Yeah,
because it helps me in my life to wake up every day.
Yeah,
and to say today's a gift of grace.
Right.
I am saved by grace, but this day is a gift of grace.
Right.
And so to approach it that way, and therefore to say, how do I use what God has given me? Walk in the callings that God has called me to. Use the gifts that God has given me. Keep trusting in Christ. Keep walking by faith. How do I do that today in response to the fact that this is all a gift of God's grace?
Yeah, I like, Scott, what you're saying, because I think for some maybe listening to this now are thinking, you know, I've heard this phrase, especially when we talk about salvation, which is obviously true by grace through faith as it comes to being saved from our sins. But I think you're giving it a much bigger picture, right? You're saying it's not just your salvation, it's all of life is by grace through faith. It's not just the moment we believe and then grace isn't there and now it's just all our working and it's not by grace. It's, you know, right. it's everything. I mean, we go, like you said, you go all the way back even to Adam when he was thrown out of the garden, but God gives him these, the clothes, him and Eve, and that's grace and God's still working. And so you see that through all. And so I like how you're giving this picture that it's not just at the moment of salvation, it's all of life.
Yes. Well, totally. And that's for the, that, you know, for the Christian, I'm trying to find a passage okay. So Romans 5, therefore we have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. So the Christian now stands in grace. Grace, the grace of God defines who we are and how we stand before God.
Yeah.
And so therefore, everything about our lives, Hebrews 12, or I mean 11, everything about our lives is by faith because grace and faith correspond to each other. It's God's grace and faith. And we stand in grace, so we live by faith. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is for being justified before God and to keep us from reverting back to some pre-Christian way of living by the law or anything else. It remains by grace through faith. We continue. So we would call that sanctification.
Yeah.
And again, why make such a big deal about that? Because that's the way we follow Jesus.
Yeah.
For Jesus to say, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me is a gracious calling.
Yeah.
We don't do Jesus a favor by following him. Mm-hmm. Jesus shows us grace by calling us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when we get on the road of following Jesus, again, we're not doing him a favor.
Right.
We are responding with faith. We're responding by faith to his gracious calling to come enter into his life.
Yeah.
And yeah, I need to know that every day when I wake up.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing.
So we weren't planning on this, but I would love to kind of try to apply this maybe now to our current situation. Why do you think understanding by grace through faith could be so helpful in difficult times and maybe strange times that we find ourselves? Like if you're thinking, how is that so helpful in what we're dealing with today?
Mm-hmm. Well, one is that because of grace, we stand in grace. Nothing that we experience is big enough to separate us from the love of God. Nothing that we experience is strong enough to pull us out of the state of grace. We live in the state of grace. And so we know then that because we live in the state of grace, we stand in this grace, Romans 5, that our calling then is to walk by faith.
Yeah.
You know, everything we do, that is what it means to get through times like this in whatever you want to call it, a successful way or a good way. It's to trust God, to rely upon the work of Christ on our behalf, and then to get on with our faithful obedience, our obedience from the foundation of faith in Christ, and live. Yeah. So we can be confident that nothing has separated us from God's love. I think another thing is, another way that helps us in our current state is to know that's how we glorify God.
Yeah.
You know, we have to take a big picture and say, God is always active. You know, God is working. God hasn't lost control. God will get the glory. But, you know, so the glory belongs to him. That there's no question to that. But, you know, as Christians, we also want to live lives that actually glorify him, that show his greatness, that show his worth. And the way we do that is to walk by faith.
Right.
And faith looks like something.
Right.
You know, again, reading Hebrews, last part of chapter 10, on into chapter 11, you know, faith looks like something. It looks like it's evidenced in real obedience, to Christ. And then that in turn reflects the worth and the value and the goodness and the rightness of God and his glory. Yeah. So God gets the glory, but we do glorify him by faith. So
good. Yeah,
it's a guide for us to know, what do I do when I wake up this morning? I say onward by faith.
Good. Well, that's helpful. I know it's going to be kind of a short podcast, but want to just kind of go back to that statement that you have mentioned so many times before, and you mentioned a little bit this past week. So thank you again for revisiting that. And again, this upcoming week, kind of the same schedule, correct, Scott? We've got prayer meeting on Thursday, and video will go out on Sunday. So just for those that are listening, be checking your emails, and encourage you to pass it along to neighbors who may want to watch. And
hey, and one more thing I would say related to the videos, we did a live singing last night.
That's right.
From our chapel, worship team came out, and I think you can find that on the Facebook page.
Yeah. So if you missed it,
go to the website. It'll link you over there. So anyway, find that. Yeah. It's on there. It is a great 45 minutes of just wonderful singing.
Yeah.
From the worship team, and loved it. I was out in the chapel there as well, watching, and it was great.
Yeah, good. Well, thanks, Scott, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, thanks.
All right.